down low than Cousins. I think
my buddy yesterday said he heard on the radio that Cousins is probably a better fit for the big three.
Really?
No, I'm talking about the 3-on-3.
Wow.
I almost fell off my chair.
WST, your West Coast source for sports. We're back after the July 4th holiday. Are you recovered, Big Ben?
One too many corn dogs for me. I'm okay though. We came back from the holiday a day early to kind of get some stuff done. But I'd say I'm about 90% of the way there. We'll get there. Kawhi, big news. What about you, Kaywin? How was your fourth?
Good. I'm feeling good. Team USA, the women. Win the World Cup championship the World Cup.
Yeah, the fourth World Cup for the USA women. Rapinoe, big goal in the finale. Some didn't know if she'd be able to play after a mild hamstring strain coming into the quarters. So congrats to Megan, who was the Golden Boot winner and now is I will call her a local of Seattle. I believe the significant other of Sue Bird. But big congrats to the USA. Huge win, obviously, today against Netherlands, but then also taking down England in the semis. I really don't know what else to say. Dominant on a dominance level. It's some may say the best women's soccer team ever to be assembled.
It's remarkable. Back-to-back World Cups. They played a tough schedule. They won out. I think they deserve equal pay. Let's get them equal pay. This is
absolutely
ridiculous.
Absolutely. I mean, put it in perspective. I mean, some of these guys that are getting transfer costs to other teams, you know, in the Champions League are making more than they will, you know, for the entire World Cup combined, you know. Yeah. Probably another discussion for another day. But you're right, 24 teams in this year is the same as last year, so a longer road to hoe for the U.S. women, but again, 2-0 win against over the Netherlands in Lyon.
In Lyon. And you know what? There were some special firecrackers this July 4th. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George headed to the Los Angeles Clippers.
Do you think Kawhi stops in Oklahoma City? They're in the same U-Haul?
I think Kawhi probably offered it up, and PG's like, I'm out of here. I'm on the first flight out.
Both, it was interesting to me, the Fresno State, San Diego State connection, obviously LA guys. But when you break down and piece together the articles, the interesting thing to me was that in the back of his head, Kawhi knew he was gone the entire time, which isn't a surprise to most. Mm-hmm. But also the idea that he was going to the Clippers the entire time and that he was really targeting PG3, although I think Durant passed. Mm-hmm. But that said, two very formidable tier one, I mean, both probably all NBA first team players now on the Clips.
Yeah. You could say two players in the top seven or eight in the NBA, definitely two top 10 players, but some could argue two of the top seven or eight players in the NBA.
I mean, if you watch Paul George play last year, and most didn't, unfortunately, and Oklahoma City's a small city or small market. I mean, he had an MVP season, obviously. He was up there, I think, top three, right? Mm-hmm. And then Kawhi, who probably didn't play enough to be considered, obviously came out on top. So, yeah, two guys that you could consider in their prime. Now, again, the whole imagine they're going to be load balanced or whatever that term is, we still haven't got. But, I mean, let me break down the starting five. You got Patrick Beverley.
Yep.
Shamet. You should actually break
Landry this. Shamet.
Landry Shamet. Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and Zubac, who you just took from the Lakers. I mean, you still got Mo Williams coming off the bench. And then you got, who's your guy? Montez.
You combined in two people. You got Lou Williams coming off, but you also have Mo Harkless.
Yeah. who you picked up from the Blazers.
Yeah, and they still have, what's his name, Montrell from Louisville, who scored, I believe, 17 or 18 off the bench. And he was hard to guard in that Warriors-Clippers first-round series last year.
He's a force. He's not a D and three guy, but he's a double-double type guy down low. I mean, depth is going to be an issue down the stretch, but still, when you put those two guys on a team, I don't know where the odds went in Vegas, but I'm sure they're one of the top. You know, and it may be funny. You may have the two top teams in the NBA playing in the same arena.
I know. I saw on Twitter today someone was upset at Kawhi because they said there was a little gamesmanship because he kept delaying his Lakers meeting because he was trying to get a running mate and it took time to get that trade. And so some guy tweeted out, "I hope you know that this is still the pecking order of basketball." With Lakers, UCLA, Sparks. It went like two high school teams. Then it went like LMU, a junior college, and then it had the Clippers. It was a pretty funny tweet.
If I'm you, I may go grease a security guard and see if you can't just camp in Staples Center this whole season, NBA season. I mean, that's
star power. It's going to be great.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Let's get down there. When is that? I'm sure tickets are already $2,000 to even sniff the floor, but
hey, we'll go to your security guard, buddy, and we'll get in.
All right. So let's break down the top five. I mean, did you have any more insider information on Kawhi?
No, the only other thing I'll add is they gave Oklahoma City 7 draft picks, Shea and Gallinari. But now what does OKC do with Russ? Because obviously they're rebuilding. So Russ is probably the next superstar on the move, maybe this summer, maybe sometime next year. Where he ends up, I do not know.
Some people have mentioned Houston already.
Yeah.
But then,
I just don't see him, Harden, and Paul, the three of them. I don't think they can coexist.
No, you absolutely not. You're absolutely right there. That will be interesting to see. Sam Presti, so I do have a I guess I see Sam Presti as a mastermind, more or less the Rain Man of NBA GMs these days. And I say that because, one, he was the GM for the Sonics for some time, and that he pulled off a couple phenomenal drafts. I think at one point, you know, taking Durant, obviously. And then, I mean, he went to Oklahoma City, which is, again, a small market, but he's still able to build. He's able to keep PG around, which a lot of people thought he was gone last year.
Yeah, and they get to the playoffs as a small market team.
I mean, and then the other thing about that too, to wrap on the Oklahoma City Thunder, is, you know, Steven Adams is still a, you know, valuable big man in the league.
Yep.
With, you know, we just saw Cousins getting signed by LA. Some may say they would rather have Steven Adams down low than Cousins. I think
my buddy yesterday said he heard on the radio that Cousins is probably a better fit for the big three.
Really?
No, I'm talking about the 3-on-3.
Wow.
I almost fell out of my chair when I heard that. But
why has his value or stock dropped all of a sudden?
I think the game has dramatically changed, unfortunately. He's like a low post big man who just needs the ball inside. And as we see, it's small ball, it's dynamic guards, it's Kawhi and LeBron playing the 4 or 5. And the game has just changed dramatically in the last couple of years when he's been banged up, unfortunately.
Do you remember when the Pelicans had Rondo, AD, and Boogie on the same team?
Yeah.
I think I saw a picture with those three sitting there. They had their Pelicans crossed out. Someone put in Lakers, and then they just superimposed LeBron.
That's
over
amazing.
I mean, what do you think that conversation went like with LeBron and AD, like, hey, who are we going to go get? Oh, shoot. Missed out on Kawhi. And they probably deleted DeMarcus's phone number from their phones. And then they had to pick up and call him?
That's probably, yeah. Like, hey, I know a guy. He went to Kentucky as well. Let's get another Wildcat out here.
He's looking for a job. How about that? Let me give you some rosters now, depth charts, and these are up to date. Across our West Coast teams, you can tell me if they're a playoff team or not. How about that? I'm sure there's some more free agent fallout to come, but I think it will give us a good idea of, you know, who's going to be in it in the Western Conference. Mm-hmm. Let me start with Houston. Probably didn't move anyone. This is, I think, the same lineup that they had last year. So Chris Paul, Eric Gordon, James Harden, PJ Tucker, and Capella.
I think they are a playoff team. Last year, they finished the season strong. They were fourth seed. But this year, I mean, because they have Harden, they're a playoff team. I think they're a 7 or 8 seed.
I agree. And that's, as we say this, it's probably the same thing the GM is thinking out in Houston is, I mean, I think there's turmoil going on. There's too many egos in that team. You could see a full fallout. I don't, you know, they got Harden long term, but who's to say Chris Paul doesn't get up and leave?
Yeah, and there was like some questions about are they going to bring back D'Antoni, and then they didn't give him a long-term extension. If they get off to a slow start, I could see D'Antoni getting fired and they making some kind of move, but
full blow up. I mean, I here's the thing though, is I could see Russ fitting into D'Antoni's scheme.
Yeah.
I mean, just shoot the ball. That's all he's going to ask him to do. Get the ball to court and shoot the ball if you're open.
Yeah.
And there's not much to it. Let's go down to Utah. Conley, Mitchell, Bogey, Ed Davis, and Gobert.
They make the playoffs. They were 5 seed last year. I think they're in the 4 or 5 range this year. I like the moves.
Sacktown, De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, Harrison Barnes, your boy Ariza, and Mr. Bagley in the middle.
So I want to say they're in, but the West is so loaded with talent. I'll give you this. They're going to be fighting for that 8 seed, but if I had to pick right now, I'd say they finish on the outside at number 9.
Okay. I think if you – here's the thing, though. We always see this with second- and third-year guys. Those guys like Fox and Hield and, you know, Bagley coming into a sophomore season, it's generally as they go, the team goes. That's easier said than done in most cases. Like, that's obvious, Ben. But, you know, they've had enough time. It's either you become a star or a fringe all-star or, you know, you are who you are and you're a serviceable starter on a, you know, 9th seed, 10th seed, not really sniffing the playoffs, but not in the, on the, in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing we can't predict now is if a star on one of the solid teams gets hurt and Sacramento plays well, they could squeak in.
Portland. You got Dame Time, CJ McCollum, Bazemore now. Zach Collins is pushed into a starting role alongside Hassan Whiteside.
They make it, and they're in my upper echelon in the Western Conference. I think they'll be somewhere a 2, 3, or 4 seed.
I will say that here's what I believe will happen with Portland. They'll start out hot. Mm-hmm. I say that because they're going to have the most continuity, although they saw a lot of people leave. You have two stars that have been there for some time. They know how to play with each other. And one thing they don't have currently in the starting lineup is Nurkic, and they've had a chance to play with him. So I think you're going to see more continuity amongst them right out of the gates. So I could see them building similar to what they did this previous year, building up to where enough to down the stretch they just have to battle, and they'll get a top 4 seed.
I'm right on board with you.
Phoenix? Do you want me to go, or do you just want to call them out now?
Unfortunately, they're still going to be the worst team probably in the NBA. And I say at some point next year, Devin Booker demands a trade.
He gone. Let's get up to our LA team. Actually, let's go to Golden State. You got Steph, Russell, Thompson, Green, Cousins. Excuse me, this isn't updated. So Cousins should be down there with LA. You're probably going to have... Oh, who's your center?
Well, they signed Willie Cauley-Stein and Rumi. They'll split some time. The Warriors are my team, which many of our listeners know. I think they make the playoffs. I think they are a 6 through 8 seed, though.
but I do think they make the playoffs. But everyone got a lot better, and Clay's going to be out until March or April. So I think they'll make it, but they'll be at the bottom of the pack.
Lakers have Rondo. Danny Green got just left at the altar by Kawhi. LeBron, Kuzma, and then AD.
And your boy, Quinn Cook, microwave 3.0.
Lakers make the playoffs. LeBron has a history of kind of getting to know his teammates, kind of feeling stuff out. So I don't think they are a one seed. I don't even think that matters. But I think they'll be somewhere in the top four seeds. They'll be playing well at the end of the year, and I think they'll be in the Western Conference Finals. And we'll see what happens from there.
Versus? What if,
I mean, it's going to be...
They didn't have to leave L.A.
Yeah, it's going to be an L.A. Western Conference Final. That's what I'm forecasting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the price of tickets for those?
Oh, sky high. You know, I mean, can we just go to the Clippers real quick? Like, Patrick Beverley's an all-league defender. Some could argue... You could argue... Draymond is the best all-around defender. You could argue Kawhi is the best all-around defender. And you got Paul George.
He's been on some all-defensive teams, hasn't he?
Yeah, and he's up there in steals. So you have three really good defenders. While the Lakers have star power, will they commit to playing defense consistently on the other end? I don't know. They might be able to coast through the playoffs and then figure it out later. They're that
Yeah. good. An all-LA series, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Let's see who's left on the board. So, and then we can probably transition these next few episodes out of the NBA. This is almost set in stone now in terms of rosters. We got some few outstanding free agents. Tell me if any of these names tickle your fancy per se. Kelly Oubre Jr.
I don't know who the real Kelly Oubre is. He's a restricted free agent. I think he stays in Phoenix.
Yeah. Hollis Jefferson's been picked up. Jabari Parker making $20
million. Wow.
With Washington last year.
I think
he's going to have to take a pay cut.
I think he could help out someone in the East. I think the West is so loaded. I don't know if there's room for him out West, but in the East, I think he'll find a spot and he can score. I think he can come off the bench. I think he can average double digits, but defense has always been his problem.
Yeah. DeLon Wright was traded today out of Memphis to make room for Morant. Tyus Jones is still out there. The Manimal, Kenneth Faried. He could be a pickup at some point. Justin Holiday, serviceable defender. Not making a ton with Memphis.
I like Trey Lyles.
All right. Yeah.
He played well for Denver early on coming off the bench. I don't know if the Nuggets have enough money to keep him because they extended Jamal Murray. They paid Millsap. They've got some other people that they need to pay. I think they should keep him, but if they can, I think he's a great pickup for someone.
You tell me if this statement's accurate. I think we've seen the NBA compress, meaning – stretch fours, you know, three and D's guys, so defense and shoot three-pointers effectively. The idea of true point guards and true centers is kind of gone.
I would agree. Definitely true centers, true point guards. I think it just depends on the team. Like, if you have, like, LeBron and Kawhi on your team, they're going to dominate the ball, and you don't need a true point guard. Same with Harden. I say definitely with centers with point guards. I think it just depends on the personnel, but maybe I am agreeing with you because those teams aren't going to go get a dominant point guard because they don't need it.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. There's Trey Burke. There's just a ton of point guards still left on the market.
Yeah,
and you know they're the backups or you know seventh or eighth men. Two more that are intriguing: Vince Carter, who still is coming back, and then Jamal Crawford. Both guys I could see being picked up. I don't know if they're going to help out. Do you think they help out a playoff team?
I think they do because they're not going to be afraid of the big moment, and they still can offer something coming off the bench. It probably comes down to the fit inside the organization and how much of a pay cut they want to take because I don't think there's a whole lot of money out there for them. I think it's a one-year mid-level exception or veteran minimum deal for them to get on a team that –
they believe can compete at the next level.
Take a guess. How old Jamal Crawford is?
Oh man, he looks like he hasn't aged at all. But if I had to guess, because I watched him growing up, I'd say he's 38.
Close, 39.
Wow.
He'll be 40 at some point in the season. I used to watch him. He played at Beach.
Yeah.
And he's the only guy, him and one other guy, Doug Grant. I went and watched him, and I think he already signed to play at Michigan, so there's some angst in the Seattle area about him not going to UW. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this was back when you had Michigan still riding that wave of the Fab Five, so that was the hot school to go to.
Yeah.
But I walked in as, I think, probably a seventh grader, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe sixth, something in there. And the first play I watched him, he threw the ball off the backboard and dunked it to himself.
Wow.
Never seen that in my life, obviously. I thought I was watching a video game. I mean, the guy can still get buckets.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Some still say
he's got the best handle in the league.
Absolutely. The Rock'em crossover.
Yeah.
And then Vince is 42 and a half. That's I mean, hey, if they're going to pay you to play, keep playing.
Yeah, that's right, you know.
So what do we got coming up? We got the All-Star game coming up. Who you got? American or National League?
I'm going to go AL.
Who wins the MVP?
Most would say Trout. I'm going to say Mookie Betts.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yelich is no longer in the Derby. Who wins the Derby?
I don't know. I need some help on this one.
Take a name. Pick someone.
I don't even know who's in the Derby.
We talked about it last time.
Because Judge isn't in it. Bellinger isn't. Is Max Muncy in it?
No.
Who's in it?
All right, I'll give you who's in it. Here you go. Matt Chapman.
Okay.
Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Okay.
Bregman.
Okay.
Jock.
Okay.
Body Jock. Pete Alonso. Santana. Bell. And Acuna Jr.
I'm going Acuna Jr. I'm going with the youth.
Wow. The sixth seed?
Yeah.
Wow. I got Jock.
That's a good one.
Just big swinging Jock. He's got enough. I mean, he's probably already started practicing like 3 weeks ago.
He probably did.
I mean, he's just taking balls yard and BP for those Dodgers. They got a wealth of talent. All right, anything else you want to cover?
No, let's wrap this up.
Are you gonna have a welcome parade party for Kawhi?
I think I should.
You should.
Yeah. I think I should
make sure.
I think I should go with TMZ and our WST flag and meet him at LAX.
No, that's a little desperate. I think the only way you could get him is if you posed as his driver and maybe took him to your house.
Ooh, that's a good plan as well. And then I'll just record our conversation and put it on our podcast.
well, we talked about this. Getting back to Kawhi and just thinking more through this, you and I both thought LA was, or at least the Clippers, right?
Yeah.
The idea of him being in a smaller market. And I think he's now does he play the part of the villain somewhat in LA?
A little bit. I mean, I get all my news from Twitter. So someone said he broke up the big three because he won in San Antonio against the Heat when LeBron was there. And you could also say he broke up the Toronto run and he killed the Warriors run. He's just so powerful in the NBA, breaking up dynasties and championships. And he ruined the Spurs. I mean, he didn't ruin the Spurs, but he decreased their chances of winning when you lose a top five player.
Why don't we just call him the Kryptonite?
We should.
With a K.
Yes.
I mean, I think you're right.
Yeah.
He may be playing just to troll LeBron.
He's the silent assassin.
Yes. Are you getting a jersey?
I don't know.
Depends.
Depends on what?
How many Tito's I have before I go to the first game.
And if they take Apple Pay, because gosh knows you don't carry any cash.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a weekend, I go off to brunch, the likelihood is like 95. It's like after work, midweek, I got to battle traffic. I don't know.
It's probably all right. 25%. So we got a little lull coming into sports. I mean, obviously free agent frenzy is over in the NBA for the most part, with those few names we mentioned. Baseball is in full swing. Why don't you give us, why don't we do a little mid-season review?
Okay.
Of the MLB. We don't have to do it now. I know you like to prepare, but we'll come back with one of those short update mid-season, maybe a little forecast into the Pac-12 as collegiate football is a couple months away.
It's right around the corner.
I think I'm already, you know what? I go to a coffee shop now and I can tell it's right around the corner. So you got knuckleheads staring at like the sports page, and there's an article about UW and like who batted down a ball during a 7-on-7, you know?
Yeah.
I promise not to report on any of those. All you'll get is where so-and-so maybe got a little too drunk at a fraternity party, and then I can ostracize them on our podcast.
That's great. I can't wait for that.
All right. Pac-12, MLB, baseball, and then we will we'll be in the thick of I guess second half of baseball.
Dog days Mariners of August. We might
dog days of August.
Get our bulldog this August.
What's our bulldog's name?
It was Crush Davis, but now I think it should be called Bellinger.
No, I like Crush much
you like
more.
Crush?
He just needs to get back to crushing it.
All right.
Or Vogey.
Okay. Or Kawhi.
Kawhi would just eat our dinners and leave.
Silently smiling at us.
And knowing we can't do anything about
it. He'd want to get like another bulldog so we can have a super team in LA.
No, he'd want to get a pug and then a corgi to round out the power three.
I like it.
All right, WST, how we doing? Do we have our new hats yet?
No, this is coming out this week. I think Wednesday.
What do we get? Camo?
Camo. Snapback.
Camo snapbacks. I've been handing these out. They've been well received. People love the hats. People love the hoodies.
Yeah.
Well done. I thought those were a little too tight, but well done.
Thank you, sir.
From our marketing team. Our CMO. All right, you want to wrap this thing up?
Let's wrap it up. You can find us online, Instagram, Twitter, iHeart, Apple, iTunes, wherever you go to get your podcasts, you can find WST_podcast. Hit us up, give us feedback, subscribe, listen, and follow.
We'll trade you two camo hats for a choir jersey.
Boom.
Boom.